Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Gator. So to get a player like Khalil Mack, you got to give something up, right?
Yeah. What is his contract status currently with the Chicago Bears?
So he is trying to figure this out because I don't know if you take the cap hit or do you take – his cap hit this coming year for the Bears is $26.6 million, which is an insane amount of money.
Right. The team that takes him, don't they just have the salary to worry about?
I think so because they don't get hit with the bonus. The base salary this year is 13.3, and next year 17. So if that's all you're taking, so and you don't have to worry about the signing bonus, because you don't have to take the signing bonus on, right?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. So that's 2 years and $30 million.
Yep, and then, well, then it goes 12 and 17 after that, but there's a potential out in 2 years.
Okay.
But you got to give something up, right?
Yes.
So here's what I would give up. I would see if they have any interest in this guy because the Lions wouldn't need him anymore, and maybe he'd sweeten the pot. Maybe they like him. Jared Davis, that's the easy one to give up.
In addition to, just so people don't think, oh, Jared Davis or Khalil Mack, good luck, Doug.
Of course, of course not. They still don't have a quarterback, so you obviously offer him Chase Daniel. So that's my trade. Jared Davis and Chase Daniel. No.
You want Chase Daniel back?
No. I'm going to get this. I'm going to give you these in level of difficulty of giving up. Jared Davis. Probably a second round or first round pick, not a second round pick. And here's the one that hurts. But you've got to think what you're getting. Julian Okwara. Now, I don't know if this is even remotely realistic. I've put it together in a four-minute commercial break.
Yeah, I understand that, and I'm going to shoot it down quickly because that's what we do. Yep. If you're the Bears, you're looking for draft picks in return because you are yeah. rebuilding. I get the look. Okwara makes some kind of sense, although they just drafted him, so that's unlikely.
Yeah, it's
to
a little weird because it's a player that's been drafted, and that just doesn't happen.
So put it in terms of this: would you give up a first and a second round pick?
I mean, realistically, I wouldn't want to, but that probably would take the first, second round pick, and then Jared Davis is if they have interest in him because the Lions, say, hey, do you want this guy or not? It wouldn't really matter.
And if you're the Bears, you don't accept that trade.
What, first, second round and Jared Davis?
Yeah.
Do you accept first Julian Okwara first Julian Okwara and Jared Davis?
No.
Okay. So you don't.
I think if you're the Bears, you're looking for a couple first round picks.
You basically want your. They gave up two first rounders to get him, right?
They gave up a lot more than that, didn't they?
I think it was two first rounders were the key. The big part of it. Yes, they gave up a bunch of draft picks. I don't know, man. First of all, doing it in division might be impossible, but I'm just kind of talking.
But a team like the Bears, if this story talks about rebuilding, okay, and if they're going to rebuild and they've got this big chip out there that they can trade away, they're going to have to maximize it. And the way to maximize it, I mean, you're talking about giving players, which is smart, and draft picks, which is okay. And maybe I'm a little too quick to dismiss the Okwara, Davis, and a first-round pick.
But. Before you crush me, I mean, try and do it yourself.
I'm not
mad at you.
I'm walking it back a little bit because I'm trying to think, if I'm the Bears, if I take a first-round pick, Okwara, who they just drafted, we have no idea what he's going to be.
We don't know if they like him.
And a linebacker.
He's essentially a third-round pick, so it feels like you're giving a second, a third, and Davis. I don't think they'd do that.
Now, I mean,
think about it. If they really liked Okwara, they –
Yeah, Davis is probably somebody they can get next year if they want, you know,
yep.
because he's not coming back to the Lions. So you would ask for, if you're the Bears, probably a first round. If you're going to throw a Quara in there, a first round pick, a Quara, and a second round pick.
Yeah, they might do that. But, you know, who knows if he's even available. It was just written in that story on MSN
Point being about this story is that it's the Bears that are being talked about as a team that has to rebuild, and I don't think whole lot of people that are going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because the Bears are kind of a mess right now. I mean, the talk about the Rams, what a mess the Rams could be.
Yeah.
I mean, if Goff isn't the guy, that's a huge, huge miss.
Remember how hot McVay was?
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Well, I mean, they had a nice thing going, and then... Mm-hmm. Their dynamic running back got hurt. And changes everything.
Kang, you got a trade you can put together, or is this just not doable?
I don't think it's doable. Yeah. I think I know, Gator, you hate this, but it so rarely happens in the division when a big time player.
No, I know
player,
it does. I know it's rare. My policy is I don't care. Yeah. If I'm going to better my team, that's all I care
about. I tend to agree with you more than not on that, too. But teams really feel this way. They just don't want to be burned twice a season by a player they like
thrown in their face.
Exactly. Yeah. Sticking with football though, have you guys seen one of the latest all the All In Challenge, right? It's ran by Fanatics, and it's a lot of auctions and biddings and things. Yeah. Really cool yes. stuff you can do and win, because all the proceeds go to help feed those in need, like the kids, elderly, frontline heroes because of the COVID. What's going on?
Yep.
One of the latest ones is Kevin Stefanski, coach of the Cleveland Browns, the new coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate, so it's per entry, $10 to get you 10 entries, and then you can donate even more money and get more entries. If you donate and win this, right?
Yeah.
The winner gets to help script 15 plays for one of their preseason games coming up, and then you get dinner and everything else. The point is, everyone always calls up and says, I can call a better play than that guy.
Yes.
You're right? Everyone thinks they can do a couple things well. They can grill better than anyone else. They can drive better than anyone else. And they can call plays.
Yep. The greatest 15 plays you've ever seen in your life, wouldn't they?
We're going to run 13 straight flea flickers.
Right. There's hook and lateral, Statue of Liberty.
It would literally be trick play after trick
It'd
play.
It'd be amazing to watch.
Philly special again? Yes.
I was watching the national championship game from 2017 last night. Alabama and Clemson.
Well, yeah.
The second one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome because it's a great game. I mean, yep. Jalen Hurts leading Alabama, and Jalen Hurts he led Alabama to a lead late in that game. They should have won.
Yeah. You know,
Jalen Hurts should have been a king for what he did with a late run in that game, a perfect pass to a wide open receiver, albeit, but he got the scoring plays when Alabama needed him. And then Deshaun Watson and Clemson, just a couple plays later, they find themselves in a goal to go situation. Adding another penalty here, and they end up winning it last play there. But you're watching that game, and it really is amazing how much talent that there is. And towards the end of that game, it felt like they were just – like both teams are unloading stuff. Like Alabama ran a pass where Hurts threw a pass backwards to the tight end, who then threw it downfield and completed like a 30-yard pass or 20-yard pass. And – it was a sketchy play, man. I mean, he's getting hit as he's throwing it, and it's a tight end who's throwing it, but it was a good pass. And then Clemson runs a play shortly after that where it was a run play to the top side of the screen, and then that player pitched it. Like, it was a lateral after that. It was almost like a hook and lateral type play. They just let it all hang out in a national championship game. So no doubt, if you're able to script 15 plays – you're going to pull up that old Boise State, Oklahoma game and look at the plays in that game. You're going to have fun with it. It'd be worth it to win.
You just basically, this is kind of risky by Stefanski, because honestly, I think you're right. I think you're going to see a team's entire catalog of trick plays.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Rip 24 trap.
No.
I don't, you know.
65 toss power trap. Yeah, you're not going to see it. You're right.
Fullback lead.
Yeah.
On one.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if the fan
gonna hold them back. There's no way they just let them go loose with this, right?
Why not?
I don't. Hey, the fan in me, yeah, let them go
crazy.
Didn't
say they do that with the first team. I mean, you know, it could be whoever the third team quarterback is.
Like Chad Knauf or something?
Right, like Chad Knauf. He's throwing passes all over the place, throwing ropes.
He's tossing that ball.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Whatever trick you got, Doug.
Right.
You want to sneak something? Go ahead.
Looking for the tight end.
Always. Double tight end set, maybe. I don't know. Maybe something really cool we haven't even thought of. Odds are it's just an eye formation.
Right, right. I mean, it's just something normal. You know, you're basic. I can't believe that guy stayed with the name Chad.
I know. Well, he went to the XFL. And they're like, "Can you call me Charles?" No, too late.
It's almost like a change at all, man.
What was parents thinking? We'll
call him Chad.
I don't know.
It's either that or Jack. I don't know which one do you. All right, Chad, go with Chad.
Go with Chad. These are my options.
Chad, a girl.
Hey, people name their kid Richard or the.
Do they still?
Not really, but there was a long time there. Last name Pound, first name Dick. Last name Trickle, first name Dick.
Yeah. I mean,
there was a time. Time, Gator.
Harry Colon. I know. We've heard them all. They're all great. They're all fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.